Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you are going to have.
生活就像一盒巧克力，你永远不知道下一块会是什么。我心怀好奇与期待，那些味道如何充实我的灵魂与现实。
Imagine que tu m'aimes encore.Que notre amour ne soit pas mort.
Well, today let's just beginning the reading of the curious of what from friends learn from the borderline charm woman. Well, and what we can learn from this very typical case. Well, let's start today's reading.This woman told me the most amazing archetypal stories and treated them as real. And there you have, in flagrante, an example of the possible origin of the fairy tale. Here, someone tells you a classic literary dramatic story. And at the end, he remarks that it was a dream.In such a case, there is a complete identity. But in the process of telling the stories, get changed and personal motifs left out. The remark at the end is likely to run. The cock crowed, kick-kick-kick, the dawn has come, and my tale is ended. So,It is time to wake up. As the cock crows, you must get out of bed. Or it might be, there was a wonderful wedding and a marvelous feast, and I. The fairy tale teller says, I was in the kitchen, but I got nothing because the cook gave me a kick in the bottom.And here I'm telling you the story. That is, he flies back into reality. The Gibbses say they married and were happy every after. But we, poor devils, are so hungry that we are sucking our tears. And then they start begging for money. So the listeners...Are reminded that a fairy tale is not about ordinary people. They are quite aware that the participants and events take place in another sphere, which we call the dimension of the unconscious. They fear it to be the other world, and in strong contrast to their conscious reality. In this way,On primitive level, there is a kind of shifting contact with the unconscious. The scene shifts without definite demarcations, but there is more emphasis on the feeling level. Fairy tales actually tell us about figures of the unconscious, of the other world. One could say that in myths,The figures are confused with the god of religion. They correspond to what Lucian Levi-Brule called representation collectives. Fairy tales, on the contrary, migrate and cannot be linked up with national collective consciousness. They rather contain a tremendous amount of compensatory material and usually contradict or compensate collective conscious ideas. My schizophrenic charwoman sometimes bring dreams full of Christian traditions. God and Father appears and speaks to her. And then...What appears corresponds with what she has learned in her Christian education. There is no difficulty
in calling one figure the Father and the other the Holy Ghost. Once she had a vision of a beautiful male figure, whose voice was heard and who stood beside her on a mountain and said, "You have to paint this green to redeem yourself and mankind." She said that she was not capable of that, and the voice said, "I will help you." She seemed then to have done it somehow and was therefore allowed to summon down to the mountain. Next, she was at a hotel and waking up. I asked her whose voice it was, and she said that it was the Holy Ghost. The man fitted the representation collective of the Holy Ghost, and she had no difficulty in identifying it, although the voice did not. In another religious system, the figure would have received a different name. If a figure turns up which is not within the domain of the representation collectives, if there is nothing which fits a figure, you have to see that something appears which seems like so-and-so. You cannot pin it onto a collective idea. Supposing there is the experience of a feminine goddess who has all the features of the Earth Mother, but it as sexually extravagant as Baobu was in Grecian times. If you were brought up as a Catholic, you cannot call the figure the Virgin Mary. But since that is the only representative you have of the feminine luminous figure, you must continue to call her the Mother or give her a fantastic name, say Little Mother Evergreen. But that is not an official name, and we do not worship such a personage. In this way, fairy tales are to a great extent built up by inner experience which do not quite fit the representation collectives. Therefore, figures usually have no names, or old names, but not the names of religious symbols or known systems. The givers more information about what is going on in the compensatory function of the unconscious than myths do. What does the collective side want to express, which is not expressed in the representative collectives? We get valuable information on this point. Fairy tales also take official names and tell abominable stories about religious personages. In one country, a number are told about the Lord Jesus who behave outrageous going about with Saint Peter, whom she tricks into getting the beating from the inner keeper. So Saint Peter has always been naive and is naturally the fitting person to get the beating. In a Zongkoslovakia fairy tale, there is a helpless old man sleeping up in a tree who has to be held down, and at the end of the story, the jittery old man turns out to be God himself. Now imagine God himself being a helpless old creature, not able to climb down a tree. But that a nice girl has to help him down is a very useful compensation for our ideas of God. My charwoman sometimes gets into a rage with the God. She says he is awful. She runs after woman, and sometimes she has to shut him out of her bedroom. She says, God has gotten too close again. She is indecent and a trickster, and she has found out that sometimes she must trick him too. Then he leaves her alone for a while. but let her tell that to a parson. She used to tell parsons, and none of them wanted to listen. She is very uncomfortable when God gets too close, but that is the time when she has her visions. When she is not too so close, she is more comfortable and normal and nearer reality. This case taught me how an educated, simple mind deals with the power images of the collective unconscious. In a similar manner, in fairy tale, the figure of the representation collectives either are not used or are misused. Christ in the previous story is just a trickster hero, and God is a boring old man or an old man sitting in a tree. But the simplification of the story shows that it was God. The figures are anonymous because it could be much too shocking if they were given their own names, which leads to the most amazing discoveries and to restoring their real meaning. This seeming distortion is not what it appears to be, but has to do with the law of compensation, which, according to Jung's discovery, characterizes and products of the unconscious. Dreams either compensate for the lucidness of our consciousness wheels or complement its lacunae. Fairy tales, because they are also mostly unsophisticated products of the storyteller's unconscious, do the same. Like dreams, they help to keep our conscious attitude in a healthy balance and have therefore a healing function. As the conscious religion views of Western Europe in the past 2,000 years have not given enough expression of the feminine principle, we can expect to find an especially rich group of archetype feminine figures in fairy tale giving expression to the neglected feminine principle. We can also express to retrieve from them quite a few lost goddesses of pagan antiquity. Well, in this preface, by the help of the borderline young woman, the carpenter's daughter, and from friends present us the very basic elements of why we learned the fairy tale and compare the advantages of how the fairy tale brings us compared of the myth. And so first is that the fairy tale is without the labels. So it retrieves the religions and the education background. So it makes the fairy tales more extended than the myths. And second is that the carpenter's daughter teaches us, and if people is always living in the unconscious, she's very nearing the God, but the God's existence is bring the psyche into the reality. And so by the help of the fairy tale that we can know how we are just contact with the psyche that it is. And so it's very interesting. I think that I neglected some very important elements, because when you're reading, while you're thinking, that some ideas skipped very quickly. I hope that I can remember later and share with all of us. That's all for today. Thank you.